Good evening, kiddos. My name's Mr. Cummings. It's Wednesday night, so it must be First Catechism night. And what happens usually this time? We have a friend join us, and who is it? Oh, who is it? Oh, it's kind of being a little shy. He's just playing. It's Aslan. Aslan's with us tonight. Before we get started, I got some news. Yep, some important news. All right, so what is that important news? Well, we're going to have a lesson tonight, and we'll have one next week, and then we're going to stop recording these for a while. And you say, why are we not going to have these? And it's because we're able to go back to church again, and we have a special family time on Sunday morning where you guys have been learning about Jesus, and we get to spend time with friends and family and your church family. And so it's really cool that you're able to do that again. And so we're going to go ahead and take a break from this, and it gives me a chance to be able to work on some other things at the church and some busy things that I've got to do. So I really appreciate you listening to all these lessons, and I've had such a good time, and we've had so much fun with our friends, Aslan, and the rest of the animal crew. But we're going to take a break for a while and enjoy the time we have together at church. All that being said, let's look at our question for tonight. Whoops, we skipped right over it. Question number 40. Are you ready, Aslan? Okay, here we go. Question 40. Can anyone go to heaven with this sinful nature? That's right. The answer is no, but there's more to it. So let's say the answer together. No. Our hearts must be changed before we can believe in Jesus and go to heaven. No. Our hearts must be changed before we can believe in Jesus and go to heaven. Wait a minute. Our hearts have to be changed before we can believe in Jesus and go to heaven. What does that mean? How do our hearts get changed? Well, let's look at our Bible verse. It's from a prophet named Ezekiel. And a prophet was a person that God gave the truth to share with his people. So God would say, go and tell the people this. And what he told Ezekiel to share with the people is this. This is the words of God. God says, I will take out the stubborn hearts of stone from your bodies, and I will give you obedient hearts of flesh. I will take out the stubborn hearts of stone from your bodies, and I will give you obedient hearts of flesh. What does that mean? Do we have stone hearts? Well, not literally. In other words, we can't actually have stone for hearts. What would happen? We would die. That's right. Our hearts have to be made out of flesh. That means the stuff our bodies are made out of, so they can pump blood. Well, God's talking about a different kind of heart here. The heart, the word heart here means that part of us in which we love God, or that part of us in which we don't love God. And so when he says stubborn hearts of stone, he's using a picture, putting a picture in our minds of a rock inside our bodies that is hard and stubborn and does not love God. And we cannot, right? We cannot love Jesus. We cannot obey Jesus. We cannot care about Jesus. And we can't go to heaven if we have stubborn hearts of stone. But we can't fix that ourselves. So what does God have to do? God gives us obedient hearts of flesh. What it means is he gives us a new heart. You see, even believing in Jesus, you know, we know that Jesus is a gift that saves us. But even believing in Jesus, being able to believe in Jesus, is also a gift of God. That is such good news, because we couldn't do it on our own. God does it for us. You see, we get a new heart. We are born, we have sinful hearts. They're stony, they're like rock. They're stubborn. The Holy Spirit, he gives us new hearts. And because the Holy Spirit has given us new hearts, we're able to believe in Jesus and go to heaven. Yes, that is very good news, Aslan. He's very excited. Very good news, right? So we have stubborn hearts, right? We're born with stubborn hearts in our chest. Aslan's showing you a stubborn heart. And the Holy Spirit gives us new hearts. Yep, right there in the middle. Gives us new hearts. And because we have those new hearts, we're able to believe in Jesus and go to heaven. So as you lay down tonight to go to sleep, you can thank God that you have a new heart that is able to love Jesus, be obedient to Jesus, and go to heaven. And that is the good news, because none of that is something you have to do. None of that is something you have to earn or figure out. God does it for you, because you can't do it for yourself. And your moms and dads can't do it for themselves, and I can't do it for myself. God does it for us. That is the good news. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the good news that you take out our hearts of stone and give us hearts of flesh so that we can love Jesus and obey him. And that someday we can go to heaven and be with him. And we thank you for all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Aslan and I'd like to say goodbye. And remember, we'll see you one more time next week on this video. But we'll always be seeing you in church because we love you all. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.